Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. It is important for us to continue well throughout our lives as individuals of character and leadership. We could all be leaders, because in the end, it is not an identity, but it always starts with a choice. That is why it is inevitably important to try and explore how we can step up our game into our teams and organizations. Lorna Davis discussed through her TED Talk, "What is the Guide to Collaborative Leadership?" She, with her experience with being an executive in a major food company and contributing to famous flavors such as green tea Oreo, now more than ever, as we will navigate through new ways to unite and form teams in the post-pandemic era, we will find ourselves more than ever learning how to obtain collaborative leadership, especially with the tempting tendency to turn inward. Davis explains that it's dangerous that we give credit to the majority of work and success to one person alone. It is never one person accountable for success. The world is too complex for one person to have the answers. Thus, Davis explains that in the end, we need each other. She notes more so that we need radical interdependence because we are entirely different from each other. Thus, we have more reason to unite as we gain more from diverse experiences. According to Davis, true collaboration entails the acknowledgement of flow within the system. What is ultimately intended is soon what we plan for, and after, what is unexpected. We learn to confront and deal with it afterwards. It is the presence of the intended and the unintended factors that ultimately contribute to the success of the group. She categorizes two kinds of leadership, traditional dependent and interdependent. The latter is what we all need. The traditional dependent leader expects everything to be individually delivered and neatly measured. In terms of goal setting, they can achieve for merely quantitative and tend to use words like revenue, market share, and competitive. The interdependent leader does more to oppose this. They believe that their goal is more important, but impossible to achieve by one company or one person alone. More so, they are glued to the glitter, and they thread their sequence into the company. They let their members shine and lead them to the fullest of their potential most of all. They secondly take responsibility. They never cease to look up the complexity of the problems they face and accept the inevitable need for others. They make sure to break them up into small, manageable pieces and not delegate but unite their people to do their tasks. It is important that their jobs doesn't only stop them at the intangible. They have a responsibility to the very end of their product until the customer is accepting the service and is satisfied. It's about getting the job done to the extent beyond their imagination. It's noted that their goal is not at all to differentiate and outcompete the others, but rather find colleagues to share the common advocacy or goal. They uphold unity overall rather than division. For leaders in the interdependent field, their notion of doing good is their reason for why their presence in the market is much valuable. They are constantly reminded of their purpose in everything that they do. They make sure to be open and remind their company of their goals for each time. They make it to reveal their goals before even having to start the plan. In that way, they break down in the step-by-step order to achieve that, and even more so, make their intentions clear throughout the process. It is clear for all members of the company that their intention is to do good, as it is their purpose for being there in the first place. Davis continues to say that although it is their goal to do good to the highest extent, just being on the path already is already an accomplishment. In that sense, there is an understanding of never being able to achieve one's goal. However, the legacy of doing good will live on even after the institution itself. It's the higher purpose of ultimately counts. It is inviting others to co-create, to share, and to soon pass the torch of advocacy that we build so long in our organization that counts. She also adds that it is important to let other people understand that it is okay to let their guard down with them. Have methods of humor to let ideas flow smoothly, and it is important to make sure to know everyone in the group as your family member. You become a family first before you become a team. And since then, you are ultimately a family. You are there for each other each step of the way. In the end, these are all easily said than done, according to Davis. It may be more difficult to achieve than others, but it is not always dependent on the leader anyway. It's ultimately up to your people as well if they have that shared vision. You need not only to be transparent, vulnerable, but also willing to present every step of the way. And most importantly, you will gain their trust. Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today. Please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.